This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Speed cameras and warning notices have reduced speeding by 80% in a work zone on the Diagonal Highway in Boulder County. CPR's Megan Verlee reports similar safety measures will soon come to other highways.
Starting this month, enforcement on the Diagonal Highway will go from warnings to actual fines for people going more than 10 miles above the speed limit. CDOT intends to expand the use of automated speed cameras to other work zones on its roads around the state. There were more than 500 injuries and 8 fatalities in work zones on Colorado highways last year. That's a decrease from 2024, but the state says there's still more to be done to improve those figures. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Parents of newborns with major health problems will now be eligible for more help through the state's paid family leave program. CPR's Benta Berkland says this is the first big expansion since the program began in 2024.
What it means is families whose babies need to spend time in neonatal intensive care, they can apply for an additional 12 weeks of paid leave. Backers of this policy change say it really acknowledges the extra strain families are under when they're caring for preemies and other newborns with significant health problems.
CPR politics reporter Benta Berkland. Denver's minimum wage officially rose yesterday, inching closer to breaking the $20 an hour threshold. In 2026, the minimum wage went from $18.81 an hour to $19.29 an hour. It's the highest in the state. Statewide, the minimum wage also went up to $15.16 an hour. Now, only a handful of cities across the U.S. have minimum wages above $20 an hour. Most of them are located in Washington and California. Well, Colorado's easing into the weekend with mostly mild January weather following the second warmest December on record for Metro Denver. Along the Front Range, partly sunny skies today and highs in the upper 50s, warming into the 60s by Saturday. This is CPR News.